tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Des goûts et des couleurs, on ne discute pas. D'élégance aussi, on ne devrait pas discuter. Qui est le plus élégant entre l'oncle Dauda et son neveu Badou? Nous allons les retrouver. Ils ne s'étaient pas entendus sur le mariage, sur les sports et l'argent. Vont-ils s'entendre sur l'élégance? Nous allons écouter cet entretien plutôt tendu. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces énoncés. 1. Pour Badou, les jeunes s'habillent correctement, avec élégance. 2. La génération d'oncle Dauda consommait local dans l'habillement. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Quelles étaient les deux choses que la génération de l'oncle Dauda avait? 2. Pourquoi n'aime-t-il pas les marques que portent les jeunes? 3. À quoi l'oncle Dauda compare-t-il les habits des jeunes? Vous apprendrez à utiliser des expressions pour exprimer le passé et à utiliser le Present Perfect Continuous.
There is no more elegance, Badou. My generation knew how to dress properly and nicely with taste and elegance.
So do we. Young people dress cool, relaxed, and bling bling. Check me out, for example.
Bling bling? Is that what you call elegance?
Today we put on brands, real brands. Nice caps, baggy t-shirts and jeans, Nike shoes.
What brands? Not local brands, foreign brands. Since independence, my generation had been struggling for consommé local.
Tell me, uncle, what was local in your three pursuits?
In my day, we were gentlemen. We used to put on alpaca trousers, suits, silk shirts, diplomat shoes, and leather belts.
Get real, Uncle Dauda. It's 40 degrees in the shade here. Nowadays, young people stay cool in their big t-shirts.
These big t-shirts and jeans that fall off your waist are like uniforms, big sunglasses all day long.
Absolutely. We found the best brands at the Kolwezi flea market.
In the past, we go to tailors, not flea markets. I see the same clothes everywhere.
Exactly. Young people are the same everywhere. From Hong Kong to Bissau, from New York to N'Djamena, the world has become one village.
I can see that. The same people with no taste in the same village.
Tell me, uncle, in those days, what was local in your elegance? From your top hat to your diplomat shoes.
Our personality. We have been fighting for our identity. In those days, we believe in Pan-Africanism.
Peace and love? Uncle, I don't want to fight for that. I don't want to be local. I want to be universal.
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue l'oncle Dauda et son neveu Badou. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Pour Badou, les jeunes s'habillent correctement avec élégance. L'énoncé 2 est faux. La génération d'oncle Dauda consommait local dans l'habillement. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Quelles étaient les deux choses que la génération de l'oncle Dauda avait? Le goût et l'élégance. 2. Pourquoi n'aime-t-il pas les marques que portent les jeunes? Parce qu'elles sont étrangères. 3. À quoi l'oncle Dauda compare-t-il les habits des jeunes? À des uniformes. Répétez ces expressions de temps. Today, these days, nowadays, Badou les utilise en parlant de la mode des jeunes d'aujourd'hui. Pour parler de la mode du passé, l'oncle Dauda en utilise d'autres. Et répétez aussi, in my day, in the past. those days... Répétez maintenant ces phrases.
My generation had been struggling for consommer local. We have been fighting for our identity.
L'oncle Dauda exprime des actions qui ont duré dans le passé en utilisant le present perfect continuous. Pour former ce temps, on utilise have been ou has been à la troisième personne du singulier suivi du participe passé du verbe. Répétez ces autres exemples. They've been wearing pas un riche boubous. She's been selling traditional wax fabrics at the market. Nous avons entendu cette discussion sur l'élégance d'hier et celle d'aujourd'hui par nos deux amis. Vous savez utiliser des expressions qui expriment le temps présent ou passé. Vous savez aussi comment utiliser le present perfect continuous. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Au cours de cette leçon, vous retrouverez Martin Lerner qui assiste à un match de tennis. Il parle de sport et de loisirs avec un joueur de tennis et ses amis. Et vous allez apprendre à exprimer ce que vous aimez et ce que vous aimez faire. I like, j'aime. I like tennis, j'aime le tennis. Attention, avec un verbe, on compose la phrase de cette manière. I like to play tennis. J'aime jouer au tennis. I like to play tennis. Ou bien, I like playing tennis.
Thank you for talking with me, Daoud.
You're welcome. These are my friends. This is Juma and this is Mona.
Hello, I'm Martin Lerner.
Martin is writing a story about me. He's a reporter.
Hi.
Hello. What newspaper do you write for? I'm not a newspaper reporter. I'm a radio reporter.
Oh, I see. Do you like tennis?
Yes, I do. I play tennis, but I don't play very well. Do you play tennis?
No, I don't.
Mona, do you like tennis?
I like to watch. I don't play. Daoud is the only tennis player.
Daoud, do you like other sports?
I like some sports.
What sports do you like?
I like to watch track. I like the running and jumping.
Do you like track, Juma?
Yes, I do. I was a runner in school.
Do you run now?
No, I don't. I like to watch running.
Do you like other sports, Mona?
I like to watch. I don't do anything.
You don't swim or run or play tennis?
No, I don't do anything.
What do you like to watch?
I like to watch tennis. I like basketball.
What other sports do you play, Daoud?
I run.
Do you like running?
Sometimes. I run every day.
I run with Daoud sometimes.
Do you run, Mona?
No, I don't run.
What do you like to do?
I like to read. I like to cook. I like to travel. I like to shop.
Yes, she likes to shop.
What do you like to shop for?
I like to shop for clothes. Daoud likes to shop, too.
What do you like to shop for, Daoud?
I like to shop for clothes, too.
Daoud, you're a very good tennis player. When did you begin?
I began when I was 10 years old. I lived in Virginia. I began in school.
Did you like to play tennis?
Sometimes.
You liked to play sometimes?
I liked other sports, too. I liked swimming in the summer, and I liked running and other things.
On parle souvent de choses, d'événements, d'activités ou de gens qu'on aime. I like tennis. I like music. I like John. Écoutez d'abord quelques questions et quelques réponses.
Do you like tennis?
Yes, I do. Mona, do you like tennis?
I like to watch.
Daoud, do you like other sports?
I like some sports.
What sports do you like?
I like to watch track. I like the running and the jumping.
Do you like track, Juma?
Yes, I do.
Essayons ensemble de répondre à des questions. Do you like sports? Yes, I like some sports. I like running and jumping. À vous. Do you like sports? Do you like tennis? Yes, I like tennis. Do you like track? Yes, I like watching track. Pouvez-vous maintenant répondre aux questions de Martin? Essayez.
Do you like sports? Do you like tennis? Do you like swimming? Do you like running? Do you like track? What tennis players do you like, Daoud?
I like many tennis players. I like Jimmy Connors. I like Andre Agassi.
What tennis players do you like, Mona?
I like Daoud.
We all like Daoud.
I like, j'aime. You like, he likes, she likes, we like, you like, they like. I like sports. J'aime les sports. Do you like sports? I like tennis. Do you like tennis? I like swimming. J'aime la natation. Do you like swimming? Aimez-vous la natation? I like basketball. Do you like basketball? I like soccer. J'aime le football. Do you like soccer? I like running. J'aime courir. Do you like running? I like jumping. J'aime sauter. Do you like jumping? I like to shop. J'aime faire des courses. I like to work. J'aime travailler. I like to play. J'aime jouer. I like to watch. J'aime regarder. I like to watch tennis. I like to play chess. I like to work in the garden. À vous, demandez à quelqu'un s'ils aiment quelque chose. De cette façon. Do you like to work? Do you like to work in the garden? Do you like to play? Do you like to play chess? Do you like to watch? Do you like to watch tennis? Do you like to listen to music? Aimez-vous écouter la musique? Do you like to read? Do you like to cook? Aimez-vous faire la cuisine? Do you like to travel? Aimez-vous voyager? I like to walk. J'aime marcher. I like to run. J'aime courir. I like to swim. J'aime nager. I like to jump. J'aime sauter. What kind of sports do you like? Quel genre de sport aimez-vous? What kind of sports do you like? I like tennis. I like swimming. I like running. I like basketball. I like soccer. What kind of music do you like? I like rock. I like jazz. I like opera. I like soukous. I like Cameroonian music. What kind of music do you like? Vous allez voir comment Martin Lerner parle avec le joueur de tennis Daoud et avec ses amis. Vous apprendrez à répondre à des questions sur ce que vous aimez ou ce que vous n'aimez pas.
Juma, do you like your work?
Yes, I do. I like engineering.
Mona, what do you do?
I'm a social worker.
Where do you work?
I work in Arlington.
Where do you live?
I live with my parents.
Do you like your work?
Yes, I do.
Thanks for your time, Daoud. Let's watch the tennis match. Thanks, Juma. Thank you, Mona.
What kind of music do you like? Quel genre de musique aimez-vous? What kind of music do you like? Au passé, like devient light. Par exemple, I liked to play tennis when I was younger. J'aimais jouer au tennis quand j'étais plus jeune. I liked to play tennis when I was younger. I liked to swim in the river as a child. J'aimais nager dans la rivière quand j'étais enfant. I liked to swim in the river as a child. I liked to run in my village. J'aimais courir dans mon village. I liked to run down the road in my village. I liked to jump rope when I was a girl. J'aimais sauter à la corde quand j'étais fillette. I liked to jump rope. Liked, c'est le passé de like. I used to like tennis. Une autre façon de dire le passé, I used to. I used to like tennis. I used to like soccer. I used to like basketball. I used to like running. C'est une autre façon de parler du passé. Do you like sports? Do you like to watch movies? Do you like to listen to music? Do you like to read books? Do you like to cook? Do you like to run? Et la liste continue. What do you like? L'avez-vous aimé? Did you like it? Il ne sera pas trop difficile pour vous de vous exercer. Pensez à toutes vos activités courantes et à vos loisirs. Et dites à haute voix lesquelles vous aimez ou lesquelles vous n'aimez pas. I like to go to the market. I like going to the market. I like working at VOA. I like teaching you English. Ne manquez pas de nous retrouver la prochaine fois. Until then, practice your English. Goodbye.
VOA Afrique, dites-le.